You know, one of the things you've probably heard that, like, Jesus says, you know, let the little children come to me. That's the type of faith we're supposed to have, is the faith of a little child, mm-hmm. right? Most people take that as, oh, like a dumb, innocent faith, right? Because little kids will believe anything,
right?
But you have a daughter, right? Mm-hmm. What's one of her favorite things to ask you?
Why?
Right? That's the question we should always be asking, right? Why? Why does this work? Why do you believe that? Why does it say this? Mm-hmm. You know? And that, I think that's what he's getting at, right? Is have a faith that, okay, even though you don't understand, trust me, like a child trusts their parent. In the meantime, ask me all the questions you've got. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I've been trying to work on in my own life is asking questions. You know, anybody I meet, you know, people will remember that you were interested.
Yeah.
You know, and that you cared to hear what they have to say. And you know, I don't say that just so as a way to manipulate people or anything, but just, you know, I'm genuinely curious about why are you in real estate? Why'd you start this podcast? Why is the question that we should all be asking? And it's the question that, you know, that God tells us to ask.
Yeah.
I think people have the wrong idea, you know, that you're just supposed to blindly believe things. In James, it says that the testing of your faith is what produces endurance, what gets you through, right? Mm-hmm. And that word testing in the original language, it means to rip and to tear, like what happens to your muscle when you work out. Mm-hmm. Hey, your faith might even fail sometimes. You might reach a moment where, I don't even know that I believe that.
Yeah.
And getting to that point and pushing through is what is going to build it back up, you know, and strengthen you. So, yeah, question everything and then have an open mind to what the answer is, you know.
Yeah.
And just, you're not as smart as you think you are, mm-hmm. you know. As right as I think I am most of the time, I'm trying to approach things more and more as if I don't know anything. Instruct me. Tell me why, you know.
Yep.
So there's a seminar series that Dakota and I like, and they sort of talk about how, like, naturally from birth, the nature of you as a child may be to be more open, to be more trusting, to be more kind, to have a wide range of emotions and to be open to just feeling the way that you feel, not suppressing anything, mm-hmm. expressing yourself fully. You're full of integrity because you're doing whatever it is that you want to do because you're a little kid. But at the same time, kids are kind of like mostly about themselves. They have a lot of ego and that sort of thing. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that specifically, because it's more of a secular idea, I guess, which would be that we should go back to the way that we were as kids versus
trying to people please.
Yeah. And then the opposite, which is that, like, well, Christianity specifically is more like, hey, we're kind of like bad right off the bat. So mm-hmm. maybe contrast those ideas. Like, give me your thoughts on that.
Well, yeah, there's one thing you never have to teach a child how to do is to lie, mm-hmm. right? It's built into us. Mm-hmm. The first, you can see it, like the first time they tell a lie and they're like, that worked, you know? I think there is some of that, like our ego, it always wants what it wants above anything else, you know? And that's not all bad, right? You need to have drive and desire I think the perfect thing when you reach maturity is when you can be your full real self and also still care about other people, mm-hmm. you know, because as a child that you just do what comes naturally, what mm-hmm. feels good, mm-hmm. right? And what feels good when you're 5 years old is to eat candy all day, even though it's not the best thing for you. Mm-hmm. And to play and not spend time reading or doing anything, you know, doing stuff that's not fun. And that's all great, but you need more, better than that. And that's, I think that's a big part of whatever your path is or your disciplines are in life, is you have to reach a point where you can face yourself and go, I'm going to do the things that don't come naturally. And in Christianity especially, we're not called to do what comes natural. We're called to lead supernatural lives, you know, to be different on purpose. And so what comes easy to you, sometimes that can be a strength that you can use, right? But if that's all you do is just play to the strengths you have, you're not going to grow. And you need to do the things that don't come naturally and that aren't easy, right? And like, you know, my body always wants what's worse for it. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm hungry, I would much rather have pizza than a salad, mm-hmm. you know? But am I willing to push through that uncomfortableness and, you know, do what's best? I'm not sure about the seminar you're talking about, but, like, you know, that return to who you were as a child, I think that's great, right? Embrace who you are, but still be willing to do the things that
are best for
you. Are not comfortable, right? Because mm-hmm. the right thing and the easy thing are rarely the same thing. Mm-hmm.